The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson with KGLA Algona and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Thank you, Senator. I guess maybe can you give an update on progress on the farm bill? I know planting season's right around the corner here if the weather starts to cooperate a little bit, but a lot of farmers out there are curious as to where progress is. And do you think there'll be more progress made will the election year bind things up or not?
I'm very pessimistic, and there should be a five-year farm program because farmers, with all the problems they go through, ought to not have to worry about is there going to be a one-year extension of the farm bill. What they need is a five-year extension. But I'm very pessimistic about there'll be an agreement in the Senate on a bipartisan farm bill this year. I think there'll be a one-year extension. And I think the holdup is that those of us in agriculture want more farm in the farm bill. And that means that we want a farm bill that will account for the increase in inflation for farm inputs like diesel, fertilizer, chemicals, seed, interest. About the only thing that has dropped back to something normal is kind of fertilizer. But we can't live with the prices that are in the 2018 farm bill. It needs to be reflect that increase in inflation. And I don't think the Democrats are willing to go as far as we want to on it. And I think that that's bad news for a five-year farm program and a one-year extension. Just in case that you hear word that the House Agriculture Committee may put a bill out very shortly, I don't think you should assume that that's got much to do with what's happening in the United States Senate, but I applaud the House Agriculture Chairman for willing to move a bill if he does. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Can you talk a little bit about your Audit the Pentagon Act and any progress that's being made on that in particular?
Not enough progress, I'm sorry to say. The Defense Department is the only agency of the entire federal government that never gets an audit, what we call certified. And they just don't have a financial system that they track every dollar spent. And they've been talking about getting an audit that can be certified, but they've been talking about that for the last 15 or 20 years. And we never see any progress. And my legislation is meant to push them more in that direction. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, at the end of February, the EPA announced they'd allow for year-round E15 sales in eight different states across the Midwest. And obviously that's good for ethanol producers, but do you ever think there'll be a time when it won't be just being Midwest states? Maybe that could be a year-round thing across the country?
Well, I sure hope so, because that's what the Grassley-Ernst-Klobuchar bill would do, is make it nationwide year-round. Now, we're at least in the eight states where the governor's petitioned. Starting next year, it's going to be in those eight states year-round. And then we have 24 where maybe we'll still have a summer you can't sell E15. Like in 22 and 23, but we've petitioned the President of the United States and we've petitioned EPA to grant it for the summer of 24. Now, we're hoping that eight states doing it complicate so much nationwide that you have some blends for eight states in the Midwest and then you have other blends for the other 42 states. That is so complicated and costly that we get cooperation to get this Grassley-Ernst-Klobuchar bill passed. And I see that happening because for the first time since we set up the renewable fuel standard in 2007, when oil and ethanol were cooperating, we tend to get that same cooperation evolving here on this legislation. And that's good news. Obviously, it's not law yet, but it ought to help move it along instead of when big oil's fighting a little ethanol. Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Last week, I think it was the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, Representative Mike Turner, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He made some comments about Russian propaganda in the Republican Party.
Listen, Russia, China, North Korea, a lot of countries are going to try to influence politics in the United States. We've seen it before, and we're going to see it in the future, and we got to try to ride herd on it and make sure it doesn't happen. But yes, it concerns me, and hopefully we've got things in place that's going to counteract it. But obviously, what we've done in the past, sometimes we're successful, and sometimes we aren't successful. But the goal of all these autocracies around the world that want to fool politics in the United States, they don't like democracies, and they, by trying to influence it and through disinformation, they can cause the average American to be more cynical about politics in America and weaken our institutions of government, and we've got to stop that. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, you've begun your annual tour across the state here, and I guess, have you been getting the kind of crowds you typically get during a presidential election year? I guess you've been doing this for over 40 years. Do you normally get bigger crowds maybe in an election year like that, or have you been getting a good crowd at your events?
Except for a question now and then, do I think Biden can win or do I think Trump can win? And those are very sporadic, not very things. I have the usual issues that would come up, whether it's a presidential election year or otherwise. And then 23 counties I was in during the Easter break, the Farm Bill, pharmacy benefit manager reform, which deals with getting drug prices down, infrastructure and bridges. That shouldn't surprise you when the Baltimore Bridge fell in. The president not supporting controlling the border and people breaking our laws coming into our country illegally. Then energy, particularly electric vehicles and the impact it has on ethanol, inflation, national debt, Proposition 12 dealing with pork producers. All those things kind of came up, not all of them at every meeting, but most of them came up quite regularly. Aaron, you'll be the last question.
Thank you. What is your priority for Congress in the next 6 months?
Well, a farm bill that I'm very pessimistic not getting done. And lastly, this pharmacy benefit managers getting drug prices down. Okay. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.